If this is your first time here, this isn't going to exactly be a normal service. But maybe it's the best kind of service to be here for your first time. We're going to be talking today about kind of where we are at Third Way and where God is calling us together into the future. And that's a question that actually requires some conversation and a willingness to listen in the context of our community. So in a little bit, Matt Axelson and Matt Rohde are going to be sharing some information with you that's going to give you an idea of what we've been up to here. And then, like he said, we're going to be getting together after the service to have some discussions. So before Seth left, how many of you remember getting and filling out a survey that had to do with SMC and Mennonite USA and Woodland Hills? Okay. How many of you are wondering what the heck happened with that? Aside from the obvious. Okay. You know, when we sent out those surveys, those were actually helpful in some ways, and in other respects, the leadership team realized, kind of in retrospect, that the process and the questions we were asking were insufficient. When you get a survey in the mail, you might think that you have this question figured out, and you might feel real sure of yourself. And that's great, but something different happens when you have those kinds of conversations in the context of a community, when it's an actual conversation and discussion. You might find yourself going, oh, you know, when you hear somebody else, you might find yourself going, oh, you know, I never thought of that. And you might find yourself leaning in a different direction. And that's the benefit of asking questions in the context of community. So there was something about sending out a survey to individuals and getting the answers back that felt insufficient to us and incongruent with who we really are. And so we want to start having discussions about those things. And also the questions themselves seemed like we were putting the cart before the horse in a way. We were asking the question of which kind of relationships that we've had in the past might be the most fruitful for us as a community moving forward. But we realized that in order to ask that question well, we're going to have to get a little bit more solid about who we are and what we're going to be asking of those, might be asking of those communities, and what we have to offer to those communities. Sort of like you want to, for those of us who have teenagers or have raised teenagers, you want them to be real solid in who they are before they start dating somebody. you don't want them figuring that out in the context of a dating relationship. You want them to sort of be on solid ground about that. So the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to be getting up after the mats, I'll call them the mats from now on. I want to let you know that I don't know if any of you think this, but we're actually not in a crisis right now. Third Way is in actually a pretty stable place right now, and we want to enter into this time of listening, discerning, and waiting for God to reveal what he has for us in the future. And I think it's really wonderful that we're coming up on Advent, because traditionally in the church, that's a time of waiting and expectancy and listening. And I know that our culture can kind of tempt us a little bit with these values of expediency and getting things done, you know, in a hurry and those kinds of things. But that's actually not the heritage of the church. We actually have the gift of time and the confidence that God is here among us and that he's powerful to lead and guide us. And I'm glad for that. So I'm going to ask Matt to come up. He's going to be sharing a little bit about what's happening right now at Third Way. And then Matthew Rohde, who is our, I guess he's our treasurer. He's the guy who's been doing our books and taking care of our finances. He's going to be sharing a little bit about our finances. And we're doing this so that you get a real good picture of where we are right now, so that we're positioned well to ask the question of God and of ourselves, where do we want to go from here?
Thank All right.
I don't know if you guys remember me, but I was up here just a few minutes ago. Just giving some announcements. But I'm also a member of the leadership team. My name is Matt Axelson, and my wife is Damaris, also a member of the leadership team right now. We discussed in our last leadership team meeting that it would be really, or we felt like it, actually the past couple of ones, it'd be important to remember what we're doing and where we're at. A lot of times when we hit these moments that feel like crisis moments, like our lead pastor has left, you know, we tend towards wanting to rush into the next thing. What's our next step? Where are we going? But we feel like a lot of that actually feels pretty cultural, in that we want to always have the next answer, always know where we're going next. But that's just not life, and it's not necessarily the life that we're called to within the kingdom of God. Sometimes that causes us to pause a little bit. So, titling this little segment here, Third Way Remembers. And I don't know if we've got a little bit of slide action, put together a little bit of a PowerPoint. We'll pull that up here. That's and no, it's not dead. Third Way is not dead, you guys. I don't know how many of you guys know this, but somehow when Seth had left, who was our lead pastor for 6 years and a key visionary, when he left, it didn't mean that Third Way left. It didn't mean that Third Way died. And I think that's amazing and beautiful and something that just instantly should be called out, right? Can you get amen? Had that happened a few years ago, I don't know what would have happened, but it didn't happen a few years ago. It happened now, and you all are here for this, for now, and moving forward. So some key parts in moving forward, as we've experienced, actually, if you read through, like, the Bible, is that God calls us to remember a lot of times before we move forward. Who's the God that called you out of Egypt? It was me, and I'm the one who's going to be here with you moving forward. Continually, he calls us back to remember the things and amazing things, so that we instill that piece of trust and that love of him in ourselves and in our community. So I want to bring us to the next a little verse here about remembering from 1 Thessalonians 1:3. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I feel like I can say that about you guys. It's been a little bit of time, and it's been hard work, but we've been able to move through this, and a lot of it's because of your faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. This isn't just about us. This isn't just about our community. It's about the kingdom of God, and it is about Jesus. And it's not about one person who's leading it. It's about us and about spreading kingdom love. And so we love that every one of you who is here and the people who aren't here but who have decided to commit and to be with us and move forward, we're excited for everyone that joins this. So, next slide is going to say a story. Oh, what is that story about? Basically, that story is just about my time here. Mine and Damaris's. We've been here since the beginning. We are TWOG. Third Way. Oh, God. Whatever. Old gangsters. Whatever. We've been here since the beginning. And it's been a tricky road. So it's been about, 6 years or so? A little over 6 years. And this has been a beautiful thing. It's been hard, as most beautiful things are. People have left. People have moved on, decided different things. But it's been a road. It's been a hard road, but it's been a good road. And a lot of it's been remembering. I mean, we came, a lot of us, out of Woodland Hills. We started a community here in the Midway and decided to move forward. We were going to care for this community. We're going to try to help serve it. We're going to meet regularly in large and small groups. We're going to pray together. We're going to join in communion together. We're going to do all these things, and we're going to do it because of Jesus. We're going to do it because of the amazing picture that he has laid before us of peace, of nonviolence, of sharing with one another, of simplicity, and of all these beautiful visions. And it's a story that we're a part of and that we want to join and that we want to tell going forward. And it's a beautiful story. Which brings us to Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. I'm just going to stop there. He who promised that his world is going to expand, that these beautiful things are going to happen, he is faithful. And a lot of times when we question whether he's faithful, those are the times we need to remember. We need to take those times to think of those even little moments. Like, I was healed of a wart once. That's very small, but that's not something that like comes by naturally. I don't know any of you guys who've had to go through wart removal therapy or freezing off those things, anything like that. But hey, I was healed of that once. Amen. It's praise him. What? Anyways, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The capital D day. Boom. The day that we are called back, that Christ comes back with us, and that we are like ultimately together when everything is whole and beautiful. That day is approaching, and we are called to move towards that and to bring this kingdom here and to pray for that as it would be in heaven as well. These are things that I see happening in Third Way and things that I think we could be encouraged to pray for and continue to see within Third Way. Also, there are things to celebrate. There are things to celebrate. We have been, when someone key leaves, you start thinking about these things that, oh no, what's going wrong? We need to rush into the next thing. But we're going to take some time to pause and think about these things to celebrate, such as, hey, guess what? Our Sunday attendance hasn't dropped. What? That's crazy. You think? And all these, yes, with exclamation points. Get ready for them. They're coming still. Our house churches have continued forward. Woo! I don't know who all was at the fall retreat, but it was highly attended and really helped us to rest, connect, and be joyful. Amen. It was highly awesome. That's what they're saying. Good times. Wales maybe should have taken a few more trophies, but it didn't. Whatever. It's all good. Whatever. New way. Just because you have Wi-Fi or something. Whatever. A little bit of an inside joke. Anyways, also, we've gotten together this pretty sweet new newsletter called Church Gossip. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but you totally should. Also, we've got some new members. Yeah! So we've got a list here of the new practicing and new covenant members who have gone through the practicing portion, such as Jessap, Dan and Steve Brasseur, Candace and John Frost, Joseph and Rachel Gibbs, Monica Gross, Betsy and Joel Hansen, James Hogan, Danae and John Murray, Hannah Pietla, yes, Michael Frijoda, and Kate and Joe Spadino. Let's give them a round of hands. Also, I think Abby is on that list. Yes. If anyone is not on that list, feel free to raise your hands if you've committed as like a practicing member. All right. Other than Abby, we're covered. Boom. Also, covenant members, Emily and Nate Honkin, Derek and Ashley Rosenberger, Chris and Rachel Sinkler, and Bonnie and Peter St. Jean. Yeah. Let's get them in. These are things to celebrate, you guys. These are not like easy things to go through a lot of times, but these are people that have made decisions to join in some of the core values that we've been we've felt called to and felt called to bring to our community and the community at large around us. Also, we've got a few more things to celebrate. I don't know if you caught on to that. We've got a few new roles here that have been assigned in the time. We've got the tech team leader, Peter St. Jean, outreach coordinator, Joseph Givens, visual arts captain, Mark Lemaire, prayer team leader, Chris Sinkler, and new leadership team member, me. You don't have to clap for me. That's just kidding. It's all good. No, this is, it's a lot of times when you start seeing like a key person kind of leave, other people need to step in. And this hasn't been one person stepping into this role, but so far, and I feel like this has actually gone pretty well, we've had a lot of like kind of church by committee, church by the people. And you can see a lot of different names stepping into some pretty sweet key roles here. We've also got some teams that have been set up, some old, some new. We've got the leadership team, so you can see those folks. We've got the tech team. Oh, and hey, check out this asterisk. It says leader. That's going to be kind of a recurring theme throughout. Yeah, so we've got the tech team headed up. We've got Noah doing some slides right now. Let's give him a little bit of air. Yeah. And so some awesome work here. If you've got like questions about a lot of this stuff, you can talk to the people on the leadership team. Again, you can see my name there. But we've got also the preaching team headed by Terry Churchill, Josias Hansen, John Murray, and Chris Sinkler. Yeah. And kids ministry with a whole lot of people contributing to this. Yes. Our kids need a lot of help a lot of times. I don't know if you guys knew this. They apparently don't have it all together. What? Because they're kids. So we've got a lot of people to help and to teach them and to bring them into the kingdom and to teach them kingdom ways in beautiful, beautiful ways. So this is an amazing team that's helping to do that. Also, we've got a couple more. The welcome team and the music team. The welcome team, as you can imagine, they're helping to welcome people here. I don't know if you guys have walked in and felt their welcoming presence, but you should have. And and all the new people, we're trying to extend a hand. We want this to be a comfortable and beautiful place. And these people are helping to do it. And also the music team, we've got a ton of people here in rotation that are helping to bring some amazing worship through music. This is all worship, you guys. We are here gathered to celebrate and to take in action with Jesus. And this is a musical way to do it. So this is the team that's helping that out. Also, we've got some missionaries. I don't know if you guys knew this. We got Sarah Winnegar over here. And newly appointed, we got Joe and Kate Spadino, plus fam. Yeah, they're about to head out into Honduras. Yeah. This is going to be beautiful. And you guys have a meeting coming up soon, right? Or a gathering in Hudson to talk about some details there.
Yeah, November 20th.
November 20th. Beautiful. So that's definitely, even if you get off at work at 5, you can totally make it out to Hudson in time. I think so. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So it's gonna be awesome, you guys. This is not only just for the community here in Midway St. Paul. This is for the church and the community at large. These people we're helping to sponsor and send them out and to make disciples. And it's awesome. It's beautiful. These are things to remember. These are fantastic things that we as a community are part of. That are, and as Matthew will speak to in a moment, like our money is going towards this. This is a way too that we show what we're committed to and what we are a part of, and sending missionaries and just doing this even as part of our house churches. We've been doing loaves and fishes, which unfortunately has recently closed doors at St. Paul. So we'll probably figure out some other things. But the house churches are also doing things such as bingo with the elderly, and just helping out at a youth shelter. So all these things are amazing and are keeping going on. So this last will bring me to our last slide for Romans 8, 27 through, or 24 through 27. For in this hope we were saved, the hope of Jesus Christ. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. And a lot of times when you think like, oh, if only we could see Jesus here, if only we could see like these key things and whatever that is in your mind, sometimes you need to set that aside because hope that is seen is no hope at all. For who hopes what they have or already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Again, we wait for it patiently. And sometimes we want to rush into these decisions and know where we're going, but sometimes we have to wait for it patiently. And in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. I don't know if you guys knew this, but we're the people. We are the church, and we have the Spirit on our side who's going to help us through this process. If it feels like it's lengthened or too long and arduous for you, the Spirit's going to help us through that. And we would just ask that you would also help to join in prayer with us, whether it just be in your personal lives, Tuesday mornings, after the services, whatever it may be. We thank you guys for being a part of this, and we want to encourage you in going forward. So if you have questions, talk to us again who are on the leadership team. And we also, again, we'll have discussions afterwards if you have things that also you want to share as amazing praises or things that you have some questions about or concerns about. But next I'm going to welcome up Matthew Rohde, who's going to give us a little bit of a report about Amanez.
The Matts and Matthews are dominating the front. It's bad. Oh, I see. So I just have to wiggle it. Okay. Okay. Good. There we go. So first thing I'm going to do, I'm just going to do a quick rundown of giving, like the money in. Then we'll talk about spending money out, and then we'll just talk about where we stand. This is basically all this reporting is just this calendar year, so January through October. So this is a breakdown of the monthly giving. And blue is the people who committed with the committed giving cards last year, committed to giving a certain amount for the year, a certain amount each month. And the red is all the people giving who were new since the commitment process or for whatever reason didn't make a monthly commitment to give. Some things to note here, the monthly average, like that green line up there, is just under $6,500. A month. So in any given month, we are not too far away from the average, which is good. And there doesn't seem to be any clear increasing or decreasing trend. One thing I thought was interesting too is if we divide this range into two sections, like a pre-Seth leaving and a post-Seth leaving, kind of like January through May versus June through October, our average giving only changes by $4 per month, which is kind of weird. And it actually went up $4 a month. So we seem to be stable. This is going to be a theme from my reporting, which is kind of was interesting and shocking to me, but great. I see it as a big gift from God. The difference is that more of our income is coming from the red part of the bar this last 5 months. So to me, that suggests a slow influx or turnover of new core members. So a lot of the people who are now currently showing up in the red bar are in that list of practicing members that Matt just read off. Regarding the outliers, the really big spikes in July and October and the really big dip in September, these are just a few things to note. One, we started doing quarterly giving statements in July. The second giving statement came out in October. And the pattern suggests that we are a committed but perhaps forgetful bunch. Number two, the fall retreat took place over the last weekend of September, which might account for the dip in September and the spike in October. So if you kind of, we're a small enough group with small enough numbers that just a little nudge in either direction makes the bar charts go like this, but it's all kind of in perspective. Okay, we can go to the next slide. There we go. So this is same information, but with new horizontal lines going across. This is just what people committed to give last year. This is all, and again, it was based on the commitment cards that we received, I think it was last December. So this might be kind of outdated information. We commit with good ideas in our hearts, and sometimes things just change. Like we had a baby and life changes. We committed to giving $6,800 per month. That's that red line up there. And you can see most months we never quite hit it. But we did stay really close to our average, which was 57. So maybe we overshot a little bit, but we were consistent with what we started out with. Another thing to note is that even though it looks like we've really fallen behind, if we factor in people who had made giving commitments but have since either left the church or otherwise can't give what they had originally committed, our adjusted committed monthly amount goes down to about $5,500, which is actually really close to our average. In fact, our average is a little bit higher than that. So again, pretty stable, doesn't look too bad. Okay, now let's go to spending, next slide. So this is a lot of slices to this pie. Big breakdown for all of 2015. Everything's just lumped together, but you can see down on the bottom, our average monthly spending is about $5,700 per month, which is comfortably lower than our average monthly giving of $6,400. One number that really jumps out is the 77% we spend on staffing. But as Terry pointed out to me, that's actually good compared to other small churches. So it's actually normal, or some even spend up to like 90% on staffing. So we're doing a lot of other stuff besides just supporting staff, which is really good that we support staff, because we, you know, get a lot of stuff done with the staff and volunteers we do have. So I broke down the remaining 23% into a pie chart of its own. And these charts are really just to get a big picture of how our money gets used. So I'll just real quick, the four biggest categories. The staff on the left includes all staff. So Josias, Danny, Julie. And it also includes when Seth and Jen were still working. So this is like a whole year snapshot. This will look maybe different next year. But it also includes when we contract out worship leaders or Sunday childcare, like we're doing today for the meeting afterwards. We're paying people to watch our kids because that's a value we have. Building, we pay $500 a month in rent, which is amazingly cheap, and yet that's the biggest non-staff chunk. Leadership development is kind of an ambiguous category, but that includes leadership team expenses for their retreat, conference expenses, so when we send people to conferences, when we host conferences, all those expenses. And then also house church leadership development, and also thank you gifts. Anytime we give thank you gifts to anyone, this gets lumped into that category. And then finally, community life ministry is kind of anything related to house churches. So we have babysitters for two house churches now, and we also pay $50 a month to SMC dues. Okay. If you have questions about this other stuff, you can always ask me later or even now if we have time. But real quick, let's just go to the last, or this one here. And then, so this is just all the spending and giving together, just a big overall picture. And when you put it together, again, it seems relatively stable. Seems like we're spending within our giving, good things. And then we can just go to our last slide. This is just what you get if you scrunch it all down, cancel everything out. This is what's left at the end of each month. So you can see that at the top, all of these numbers add up to a year-to-date net income of about $7,000, or about $700 per month. And at the beginning of this calendar year, we basically did not have any savings whatsoever. We had a few hundred dollars in a nominal savings account, and we routinely had to borrow from it to make payroll on a week-to-week basis. So now we have about $8,000 in savings, and a lot has changed in less than a year. So that's kind of the overall picture. We'll turn it back over. If you have more detailed questions, though, I have a paper full of numbers in my back pocket. So.
Okay. So we are running a little over time, so I'm going to crunch what I had to say together a little bit. So basically, what we're going to be doing in the meeting after this is asking you to help us discern some specific questions. And in order to do that, I want to do a little prayer meditation. If you want to close your eyes, you can. If it's easier for you to keep your eyes open, you're welcome to do that too. And I want you to be willing to be surprised by what you hear. So I want you to think about as vividly as possible all the things that Matt and Matthew brought to our attention. Think about the ministries, the things we're spending our resources and energy on. And think about the work we've been doing at Third Way recently and all the people who've made it possible. And take a moment to just offer thanks to God for the ways that He's sustained us. And then consider in prayer, what are the areas of what Third Way has been up to lately that seem to be most in line with our values and most empowered by the Spirit? Notice if there are places we're spending our resources and energy that seem more out of step with what God is birthing in us. And then, lastly, what are your hopes and dreams for Third Way going forward? When you invite the Holy Spirit to enliven your imagination, what do you see? Okay. That was quick. That was quicker than I want it to be. I skipped some stuff. But we want to give some time for cleanup and everything. I am going to read a blessing to close our time out. This blessing is titled Known. First, we will need grace. Then we will need courage. Also, we will need strength. We will need to die a little to what we have always thought, what we have allowed ourselves to see of ourselves, what we have built our hopes and dreams and beliefs upon. We will need this and more. Then we will need to let it all go and leave room enough for the astonishment that will come should we be given a glimpse of what the Holy One sees in seeing us, knows in knowing us, intricate and unhidden. No part of us foreign, no piece of us fashioned from other than love. Desired, discerned, beheld entirely all our days. Amen.